This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Carter. He's president of the Family Beekeepers of Illinois. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott, we're going to discuss today a number of topics. I guess we can say it obviously relates to bees and or what you would call pollinators. And also we'll discuss a class that is coming up concerning bees and beekeeping. It'll be held Saturday, February 23rd from 9 to 4 p.m. and that meeting in Taylorville at the fire station. Before we actually get to talking about the meeting and some of those things, though, I thought we'd talk. It's been in the news for quite some time, and you hear even IDNR talking about it, that bees and or pollinators like butterflies and things like that are on a decline. And I thought, overall, what could you tell us about this decline, or is there a decline? What sort of is your stance as far as this situation?
Well, there has been a decline in pollinators for quite some time. I believe it was President Obama passed a law to protect the pollinators. As far as the butterflies and stuff like that, I know there's a decline, but the honeybees is what I specialize in, and the colony collapse disorder, which they haven't really figured out a cause, but we kind of blame it on the varroa mite.
That being a insect?
Yes, that's a small mite that crawls around on the bees, infests them somewhat like a tick would for a human or a dog.
How substantial with the bees is it? I know myself, I used to see lots of honeybees, I guess you would call them, going around on various types of plants in my yard, and nowadays it's hard to even find one. How drastic is the decline in the honeybee?
It's quite drastic. I know in Canada, they had, just a few years back, they had 5 million beehives in their population throughout Canada. Those numbers, because of the varroa mite, dropped drastically to about 3 million mite, or 2 million hives I'm talking about, and then we are now in a slight comeback, and they have approximately 3 million beehives in Canada now.
And as far as here, is it the same situation, about that big of a drastic reduction?
Yes, it's quite a drastic reduction. Even in the United States, the backyard beekeepers are somewhat helping the situation, because more and more people are getting involved in beekeeping as a hobby, and the industry is growing quite well, I believe. So it's helping out.
People are getting interested in it, I guess, trying to start their own hives and things like that. What does it take, actually, to get started in beekeeping and things like that, or even providing habitat for bees that might be helpful to them? What does it take?
You can always plant flowers. The more flowers that we have, the more the bees have to collect nectar and pollen for their hives. To get involved, it is not a cheap hobby, somewhat of a substantial investment. A hive will normally run about $300 to $600. To get started. All the equipment that you would need can be quite expensive. Bee suits are not cheap, and there's nothing cheap in beekeeping. But it is a very rewarding hobby. The education that you should have before you invest in even getting bees, classes should be taken, and or books, and a mentor is a great help. I would say almost a must for someone who wants to be a beekeeper.
So in other words, you probably should do a lot of reading, some type of reading concerning bees, and then I guess, per se, someone like you or someone else who already has maybe hives established at their home is maybe somebody you should try to get with and sort of learn what's going on before even attempting it then.
Yes, exactly. So many beekeepers, they want to be beekeepers so badly, so they buy the bees, and they end up basically losing the bees because they don't have the knowledge or the skills that it takes to keep them alive. And that happens to a lot of people. The varroa mite is a real threat to the European honeybee, and because of that, most new beekeepers end up losing a few hives before they get going.
A question I have also is, as you said, they buy the bees. I guess it's not, you can't start by getting a hive and bees come to it, right? You have to actually get the bees to really start your project.
No, there are two ways of getting bees. You can put up what we call a swarm trap and bait that swarm trap with lemongrass oil or something like that nature and put it in a tree, and you can collect swarms that fly in the spring, and that can get you started. Or you can, the easier way is to actually purchase the bees from different bee supply companies, you know, such as Daydant or Kelly or Manlake.
We've discussed the fact that you can do beekeeping, but it's not a cheap thing to do. But as you say, people still are showing a very good interest in it. And I guess here's where we should probably talk about the upcoming class that will be held on February 23rd. And if you could tell us, what will the class cover and what can people expect if they would like to come to this class?
This class is actually put on by the Midwest Master Beekeeping Program. The person that was in charge of this and actually wrote the book that we will be covering is Dr. Monet Jones. She is an entomologist in Parma, Missouri. These classes cover all the basic beekeeping. After this class, you can opt to go ahead and continue your education through this class by taking a test on what you have learned in this class. And if you pass that, you can go on through five more different levels and eventually become a master beekeeper. And these classes are a price of $50. It's a one-day class from 9 to 4 on February 23rd at the Firehouse in Taylorville, Illinois.
When you said that if you go to this class and then you take a test, is it you've got to sort of like be certified to do the bees, or sort of how is that? How do you do the rest of the coursework, I guess you say?
You should be a certified beekeeper before you actually get started in bees. You should try to get some kind of certification or some kind of education so that you can keep the bees alive. That's the biggest thing that we're trying to learn here, is to help them stay alive, because of the diseases and the parasites that infest them. It's a real struggle.
I know you're offering this class as a help to get people started. Can a person, say if they can't make your meeting, can a person maybe go to an organization or somewhere and get, as you say, certified to be a beekeeper by going that way? Or do you really have to find one of these classes to get started?
No, you can go to such as an organization as Family Beekeepers. Or there are also other organizations. There's one in Springfield, Lincoln Land. There's a list of them. If you go to the Illinois State Beekeepers Association website, that's the ISBA, there is a list there of organizations throughout the state that you can go ahead and get the education from.
Now, when you talk about family beekeepers and things like that, is this sort of like a group where people trade information or keep in touch or offer advice and things like that? Is it something also you can sort of join once you get into beekeeping?
Yes. This organization, we have about an hour or two meeting every month, once a month, where we get together and we basically talk about bees, and classes are given there as to different informational guidelines on how to keep bees. And it's only a $15 fee to join the organization, and that's good for you and your family throughout the whole year of learning about bees.
Is that available online? Can you go there and say, you know, pay your membership and do it online?
Yes, we do have a website at family-beekeepers.com. You can go there and register for the classes as well, and join Family Beekeepers. Just go to the educational drop box and fill out the form that, after you choose education, fill out the form that comes up.
Then as we come to the end of the show again, we've discussed what's going on February 23rd as far as that, but if you'd like to remind people again the cost, is there pre-registration or can they show up? And just give us the particulars again concerning the specific class on Saturday, February 23rd.
This class on February 23rd starts at 9 o'clock at the firehouse at 202 North Main Street, and it ends at 4 o'clock. The fee is $50. You must register at by going to familybeekeepers.com, family-beekeepers.com, and choose education and fill out the form. Or you can go to midwestmasterbeekeepers.org, go to events, go to the state of Illinois, and fill out the form there on February 23rd in Taylorville. We have approximately 10 seats left. Seating is limited. Anyone can come. Everyone's welcome.
Scott Carter, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.